Welcome back to the podcast called Tell the World. I'm your host. Happy Wednesday, guys. Happy Wednesday. Over the hump, and back down the damn hill we go. That's how life is, ain't it? You know, you trying to get up that hill. You trying to get up the hill, like making it through the week. So we're here on Wednesday. Welcome to the podcast called Tell the World, and I'm your host, Ota. Happy, happy, happy Wednesday. Is Wednesday happy or is Wednesday just like, come on, Thursday. Come on, Thursday. Get here. Fucking get here. We're going to be talking about a little NBA news today. And we'll be talking about gambling in the NBA. Is gambling for suckers? I don't gamble. I just don't. I like to see my money. I would say that again. I would like to see my money. I like to see what I bought with my money. I don't like to gamble and lose my money. Now. I don't want to be funny. And I don't want to be prejudiced against people who love to gamble. But I don't gamble my money. I don't find nothing amusing about, you know, about gambling. Like, I see nothing in it. Gambling scares me because you can place it all on one bet and lose it all. You could lose it all. Now, I know it's a rush for those who do gamble, and some people are addicted and they just don't know how to stop. So it's some kind of thrill out of that shit, but I just don't see it. For instance, for the Toronto Raptors, Jontae Porter is banned from the NBA for life. For life. One roll of a dice can cause you to lose your career. In his case, we all know that we have that app out that you can make and place bets on the on all sports, baseball, basketball, whatever it is out there you can bet on if it's got something to do with sports. But that shit is just sketchy. I just don't like it. Because you can, you know, have it down pat, you know, understanding what these star players are going to do each night. And sometimes they don't pull through on what you think they're going to do point-wise. Every night they're having a good game. Out of three games, make it four games, five games. Let's go with five games. All of a sudden, they pull back in one of these games. And you've been winning. But then you've been feeling like you've been winning enough money that you can put money down because this person is on fire. The shit is unreal. I just don't see nothing. I don't see anything in it. It's very scary. I remember when what was that? I forgot what Laker game this was. The Lakers had to be down by at least 20 or 25 points. And I said, no way. And I believe this was the fourth quarter. And I forgot how many. It was the fourth quarter. Let's just say 8 minutes. Anyway, I'm throwing 8 minutes out there. But if I could find this game that the Lakers had. This was at the Staples Center. The Lakers came back out of nowhere. Nowhere. And just killed it. This is when Kobe was playing. I was like, God damn, how could that happen? That's unreal. That's unreal that a team can make a comeback like that, that fast. But it was happening. This shit was literally happening in the games. I started watching these teams play. And I started noticing, trust me, God, I just got that. I got that sense of something ain't right. It was years ago. I started noticing. It was early 2000. I started looking at points. And I started noticing that the points started to look a little funny, fishy. Like fishy. And then all of a sudden, let's go to some of these star players like LeBron and them. Like Giannis now, they all of a sudden have a bad night. They can't score. They're doing weird shit. The whole game looks off. And as a matter of fact, the whole team looks off. No defense. It just looks a little weird. But let's get back to the points. The points just started to look a little weird, a little odd. Free throw shots and shit, you're missing those. The points just started to look a little weird. And I just started noticing that this is not right. This looks like point shaving. It just looked that way. I'm trying to be nice about this shit, but I would never in my lifetime place a bet on shit. I've been to the casino a few times and I absolutely hate it. I think it sucks. I think it sucks because I am a sore loser when it comes to playing these games. I'm not good at it, okay? I admit I'm not good at this shit, but I'm a sore loser at these games because something tells me that me putting money into these machines and shit is not going to guarantee that I'm going to win. I can get up out that seat, and we know how it goes when it comes to gambling at a slot machine. You may not be hitting, but somebody can come and get in your seat and hit right away. Is it good luck or is it all rigged and shit? I'm just saying. Did they get enough money off your ass? Were you broke and you can't play no more? I don't trust games. And I just don't trust gambling into sports and dependent on these players. He's, is eliminated from his NBA career is because he decided to gamble against his team. He gambled against his team. That's crazy. How do you gamble against a team that you play for? This guy gambled against the team that he played for. It's the weirdest shit ever. Mr. Porter, what a bad decision. You have ended your career. He wasn't even a star player. I wonder how much was he really making that he had to gamble. Placing bets on the team that he played for, as in losing. We're going to lose tonight. I'm going to place a bet on that shit. I don't get it. Around March 20th, I was reading an article on NBA players as well as college players are placing bets on the games that they're fucking playing. So if you think, the regular person, if you think that you are outsmarting because you think you know that player and what he's going to do that night, you're wasting your time. And you don't understand why they didn't hit those points that they want to hit. This probably is going to be a crackdown. Now, let's just throw it out there. I don't know. Maybe LeBron them. I don't know. I don't want to throw that out there. But it would be funny if some of these major NBA players are placing bets on the game. How much money do you fucking need? Is it money that big into gambling? I don't know. I don't know that world. I'm pretty sure it is. But wow, what a waste of a career. You got drafted into the NBA and you only played to your gambling against the team that you're playing for? It's gambling is sickening. Very sickening. I've seen it all when it comes to gambling. I've seen it where people be at the casino. And you can tell that they lost all their money because they're scared to go home. They're scared to go home. They just need that one more coin to place a bet to try to win it all back. It's sad. I even seen somebody take $10,000 down there and lost all of it. The shit is unreal about gambling. Sickening. Putting households, putting your family at risk. A lot of people need to be hearing this episode right here. Episode 204, putting your family at risk gambling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. I myself don't see nothing out of it. I like for my money to show. I like to, you know, see my worth. You know, I'm not being rude here. But I don't understand gambling. I can barely roll dice. I can barely roll dice. I don't get it. And I don't get it that someone would put their career on the line and bet against the team that they play for. That's probably why he definitely got fired for life from the NBA, for betting against the team that he played for. That's some funny shit. I'm sorry. Now, remember back then in the 90s when they were saying Jordan had a gambling problem? I don't know if it was just cards and, you know, slot machine. That'd be funny to see Michael Jordan at a slot machine. That shit would be funny. Charles Barkley ass too. He know what gambling all about. Shit, he was in Vegas. He gambled too. But I'm just saying, did some of these guys place bets against their teams that they played for or they played against? Like, how deep is that? It's crazy. But the college players too, shit is going down in the college. In the college world, you know, here on Earth, you can always find a way to fuck with the system. You can always find a way to fuck with the system. This shit is crazy. Very crazy to see that. And I don't think this guy, well, they said for life, so he can't get a chance to come back. He can't. But the little money that he was making through the NBA should have been enough. But it's sad. But I wonder who else is going down. Don't just crack down on the little man. Shit, he was on the bench. Let's go for the bigger cats. The bigger cats. That's who we should be going to. The bigger ones who's really gambling. That's the people we should. I wonder, is there any star NBA players? Starters. Stars. Gambling and playing the fucking, just gambling against themselves. And you think they're going to hit all of these points and they point shaving and get back there doing halftime and shit and look at the stats and shit, say, oh shit, I got to pull back right here in the third quarter. Wait. No, the second quarter, because it's the second half and shit. And I'm going to go off. I'm sorry. Point shaving. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You do better playing on the NBA. You do better playing on the PlayStation with somebody. That's a real bet. Sad. Very sad. Gambling is scary. It's not good for your life. It's not good for your families. When you lose, sometimes you just end up losing it all. I knew people that were putting their yachts, putting their homes, putting their anything that they own as collateral for money from the casino to get. And the casino should be ashamed of themselves for even having somebody to sign their home over or their yacht over. So the casino, you know, got gambling, but they can kind of like get your property too. Like, what? How deep that shit go? Or did anybody know that? That you can, if you own property, you can use that as collateral to borrow money from the casino just to go inside to, you know, play. You need some credit. You got any collateral? Yeah, I got this yacht. Well, show me the title. Here's the title right here. Cool. Nah, fuck that. Not me. I'm scared. Some people win. And they win without whatever. But I'm sorry. I don't gamble. Mm-mm. No, not me. I'm going the other way. And just to say that again now, they have made gambling, you know, legal. They've made it legal. I got friends that place bets and, you know, we look at what, you know, what that person is doing, what they're betting on, and, you know, they win. I mean, they really win, but that shit is addicting. That... Sometimes rolling dice leads you to betting on dogs, you know, going to the casino, to the blackjack table. That shit is scary. And it doesn't feel good when you have to come out of that place and you lost the money that you walked in with. And some people win and play it all back and lose it all. Not me. This guy only got, so Porter, Jonte Porter only got, you know, he played so many minutes in the game, but, you know, shit, he's considered nobody. But I wonder how much money he was making in the NBA, you know, on the bench. And here's a reminder, when you're making bets on those games and they can see something fishy, you're winning a lot of money. They can have, you know, investigators can invest it, and that's how they find out. Even if you allow one of your relatives to put those bets in for you, where are you getting all that money from? LeBron is your uncle, and he gave you money to gamble. Well, no. This is what I do personally. Oh, okay. Come on now. They gonna know what that shit is. That shit is crazy. But just to let you guys know, they do be investigating when you win a lot of money. A lot of money. I heard a story about some guy was banned from some casino because he kept winning on the blackjack table. Just he almost, one night he was just having an awesome, tremendous night, and he was one bet. I don't know if it was Vegas or not. I got to get this person's name. He was one bet of putting the casino out of business because he was about to win a big money pot. I just heard that story last week. That shit was crazy. They probably rather have his ass killed before they give him the last quarter out of the casino. And Adam Silver, he's cracking down. So I wonder, are there any major basketball superstars to fucking with this shit here online? And would they get the same, you know, punishment as, you know, Jonte Porter got? You know, he's banned for life. He won't be able to come back ever. You know, damn, when I see them legalizing shit, I wonder sometime, like, you know, what, you know, just gambling legal? Like, couldn't that? I saw it in a casino, and I saw how it can ruin families, but would this ruin more families now because of it's a sports, and a lot of people love to gamble sports, so could that ruin more families? You know, I'm looking at it that way, like, would those numbers grow? Because it is a major problem. For me, it is. Because I've seen things, and it's, like, fucked up. I never see nothing good out of gambling. But when I see those points in the NBA games, and when you see some of those championship games, playoff games look a little funny and shit, if you feeling that way, trust me, somebody's shaving points out there. And sometimes I be wondering, is it the whole team or is it the star players? Some shit be looking out of sync. One night you're doing good, next night you're doing bad. It looks a little weird to me. Just kind of sketchy. Could be wrong. But most of the time, I see it as being right. Because shit coming out now. It's actually all coming out. So, I don't even know what to say about that, young man. But keep your money in your pocket or put it in the bank. Now, I'll leave it with this thought here. Gambling can be harmful for several reasons. It can lead to addictions and financial problems and strains and relationships. All of that shit is unpredictable when you're placing bets. Just the nature of gambling, it can be unhealthy. The behaviors and how it contributes to your mental health, you know, you don't know how to stop. And then you're losing it, and I'm pretty sure that's fucking with your mental. And and then when it comes to gambling, you know, sometimes gambling preys on, you know, people that's weak. And It's just bad. It's just negative, and there's consequences with it, guys. It really is. I don't mean to spoil the fun of gambling, but be careful when you do that shit there, because people, you know, we got families that depend on us, and you know your livelihood is important too. But when it comes to risking your family and homes and cars and just things, tuitions, you don't want to do that. So go play golf. Go play golf or make a puzzle. Do a puzzle. Create a puzzle. Paint. Maybe paint. All right, guys, we're going to get ready to leave. And I thought I would come on and do a short briefing about that. And never to disrespect anybody's fun. But sometimes things that's fun can be toxic. So that concludes the podcast called Tell the World. And you guys have a blessed Wednesday. Peace out.